Some pretty shocking revelations from the online social media profiles of three Denver girls stopped on their way to join ISIS. The two sisters and their friend, ages just 15 and 17, are now back with their families in Colorado after authorities intercepted them in Germany last month. They had stolen money, skipped out on school, and intended to cut all ties with their families and the West. Rita Katz, the director of Site Intelligence Group, traced the social media footprints of those girls. And Rita, I want to talk about the fascinating things that you found, but first just tell us how you did this.
A lot of work, internet searches, trying to identify the girls, going through their accounts. And what is very useful here is our jihadi database of previous Twitter accounts that existed, because in this report I actually described and analyzed the communication that they had with some ISIS recruiters to other cases of Americans that were also radicalized, showing that they were actually following the same pro-ISIS accounts or ISIS handlers.
And really, your report focuses specifically on one of the girls. She went by the online handle Grape, I believe it is, and you'd watched her attitudes change. What struck you about the radicalization that you saw?
The interesting information is that you could see how the girls were transformed from a loving, caring, totally typical American teenagers to jihadists who are willing to leave everything behind, separate from their family forever, to the degree that they lied and stole money. We're talking about a girl that a year before that was asked, what is the thing that you care about most in your life? And she said, my parents and my family. And it's the same girl that a year later was willing to go away, marry an ISIS individual, ISIS fighter she never met before, and settle in a war zone and bringing a new family to the Islamic caliphate that was announced. I mean, we have to understand that the campaign, the recruitment campaign online, is very aggressive from ISIS side. They were able to import the war from the password-protected message boards to the mainstream media, to social media, to Twitter, and basically exposing everybody in the West and all over the world to their work. So in the study, I describe in her specific case, Grape, for instance, her online changes through her, one of the social media websites called Ask.fm. And through that site, you could see the transformation from being a very innocent American girl that, for instance, one of her questions was, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, and we're talking about only a year ago, she said, I want to be in the fashion business. And suddenly asked the same question a year later. She said, all I'm thinking about is paradise, and I hope to get married soon. And we're talking again about a 16-year-old girl. Now, when we reviewed the social media accounts of the three girls, three of them had between 7,000 to 12,000 tweets. This is a huge number, especially for individuals that, you know, so young. That means that they had to be online for hours. But one of the interesting points that we were able to find here is that they actually admitted online, on their interviews, on their questions, Grape admitted, she said, I live on social media. I'm always tweeting and I'm always on YouTube.
And that's really, I think, that's it. Spending so much time online, you can see they just had such a great level of exposure to these recruiters, and they were sort of there to have that time with them.